Today's Healthy Living will be presented in Tagalog and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, and Thai. Pinagpalang manunood, malugod na pagtanggap sa healthy living. Itinatampok ang Dr. Tam Vegan Association ng Pilipinas, isang organisasyong binubuo ng 5,000 miyembro sa buong Pilipinas na nagpapalaganap ng vegan diet bilang daan tungo sa malusog at produktibong buhay.
I prepare to go back to basic, to eat more fruits and vegetables. So I'm very thankful and glad because our body is a unique system that can create quality blood. And in 3 months' time, when we are eating vegetables and protein, we can create new blood. And in 6 months' time to 1 year time, we can have a new organ.
Si Dr. Tagumpay Mateo, nakilala bilang Dr. Tam, ang nagtatag ng grupo at ang kauna-unahang naturopathic doctor sa Pilipinas o isang doktor na gumagamit ng natural na gamot lang upang gamutin ang mga kondisyong pangkalusugan. Kabilang sa kanyang maraming pagsisikap, siya ay nagpapatakbo ng ilang naturopathic centers, 3 vegan na kainan sa Metro Manila, at siya ang punong tagapamahala ng Living Food Philippines. Sa mga nakalipas na taon, kanyang binigyang inspirasyon ang maraming mamamayan na sundin ang plano ng Diyos, isang natural, maawain na vegan diet. Ngayon, ating bibisitahin si Dr. Tam at ang ibang miyembro ng DTVAP at ating alamin kung paano ang pagkain ng tama ang siyang susi sa pagpapanatili ng pinakamataas na mental at physical na kondisyon.
I'm Eileen Bailon and I'm one of the consultants here at the Dr. Tam Naturopathic Center, and I'm also one of the co-founder of Dr. Tam Vegan Association of the Philippines. Dr. Tam Vegan Association of the Philippines is, of course, founded by the first Filipino naturopathic doctor, Dr. Tam Mateo. And, well, we've been giving health aid through the leadership of Dr. Tam for more than 15 years. And as we continue doing that, a lot of people recognize and appreciate the work of naturopathic procedure. With that, a lot of illnesses have survived, such as cancer, diabetes, hypertension. Families also have changed their diet from carnivores to being a vegetarian.
Ang DTVAP ay nagdadaos ng libreng seminar para ipaalam sa mga tao ang kabutihan at nutrisyon ng nasabing diet.
The prime motivation to Filipinos, if especially with the way we do things in our country, is first, most of the people who come here are sick. So we explain to them the basic cause of disease. And of course, I give a lot of food expose in our regular health seminar. When I give them the seminar, what can you get? Why people are suffering from illnesses, breast cancer, ovarian cysts, endometrial cancer, thyroid problems. When they understand these things, abruptly they say, okay, I'm convinced to become a vegetarian. With the diet and the procedure that we're giving them, I can challenge them that after a year time, after being a vegan and taking a lot of greens in their diet, 100% they would have a good quality bone. Being a vegan would 100% wean you from all your synthetic medication, give you a good, longer, healthy life.
Ang vegan diet ay nakapagpapabago ng kilos at pananaw sa buhay para sa mas ikabubuti. Mas masaya at mas mapayapa ang ating mga puso.
Just look at the animals, okay? Carabaos, they are tame, Okay, look at the alligator, crocodile, the tiger, the wolf. See, they are voracious eaters. Most of the food that we are eating doesn't really give what you call a full stimulation, because if you're going to eat a lot of meat, your blood is always stimulated. And then you have fevered blood, so the tendency, you don't have a relaxed brain, you don't have relaxed muscle. So if you're vegan, definitely you'll be tame, more relaxed. And of course, you would have a good sleep for those people who are insomnia.
Ano ang nag-udyok kay Dr. Tam at sa kanyang may bahay para parehong lumipat sa vegan diet at maging matibay na tagapagtaguyod para sa masaya at malusog na pamumuhay?
During our 30s, my wife and I developed many health problems, especially my wife, breast tumor. And by just changing our lifestyle into vegetarian, we realized that it gives us a lot of support and help, especially to our own people here, especially Philippines.
When I got sick, breast CA, I changed our lifestyles. Our lifestyle tone is different. We are very strict in our dietary and in what we eat. Most of them are raw food, and it's really strictly vegan, so no animal byproduct at all. Everything is plant-based.
Ang paggaling ni Ida Mateo mula sa cancer ang nagdala sa mag-asawa para ipalaganap ang mabuting balita na kung papaanong ang animal-free diet ay nakapagpapagaling at nakapaglalayo sa mga sakit.
I got well, rejuvenated, and remission. So we promised the Lord, so because of what happened to us, that we're gonna share it to others, because it's a blessing for us.
Look, in our modern environment now, cancer is just like a very ordinary disease, which includes diabetes. Is it normal to our people? No way. I've been a vegetarian for the last 20 years. I never even experienced visiting hospital. I believe that this kind of work, especially educating right diet, should be the number one priority in our world today.
Maraming magagandang dahilan para iwasan ang produktong mula sa gatas. Isa ay ang katotohanan na ito ay may IGF-1 o Insulin Growth Factor 1, isang hormone na sanhi ng paglala ng cancer.
Humans reaching the age of 2 can no longer produce the renin enzyme, which is to digest the protein from milk. Our body can no longer use the milk we drink. So that would become fermented, especially if it's coming from animals. And if you do that, the more you drink milk, the more you are releasing a lot of calcium in your body.
Ang ina na kumukonsumo ng isda o iba pang pagkain dagat na kontaminado ng mercury ay inilalagay ang kanyang sanggol sa mataas na peligro ng diperensya sa kapanganakan. Kabilang ay ang mahinang isipan, pagkaparalisa, pagkabulag at pagkabingi. Sa matatanda, ang mercury poisoning mula sa pagkain dagat ay nakapagdudulot ng pagkakamakalimutin, epilepsy, paglabo ng mata, sakit sa puso at kamatayan.
I believe that fish should be considered not good for our body. First of all, the water is not really clean enough, especially the mercury, the dioxin, the PCBs, the lead and metal and so on, that even the leading professionals and scientists are testifying that there is no clean water anymore in our modern world today.
At ngayon, pakinggan naman natin mula sa isang pasyente ni Dr. Tam na si Mary Lee Bell na nakaranas ng nakamamanghang pagaling sa pamamagitan ng naturopathic treatment at sa paglipat sa vegan diet.
po si Mary Lipel, 44 years old, isa pong OFW. Pinauwi po ako ng employer ko para magpagamot. Isa po, high blood ako, tapos may tumor sa lalamunan. Pumunta po ako sa hospital, pero hindi rin po nagamot yung aking karamdaman. Unang-una po, yun pong high blood ko dati laging 200, 180. Ngayon po, nami-maintain ko na po ang 120, minsan 130. Dati, ito na pong tungkol dito sa aking lalamunan, sa leg, marami pong tumubo na bukol. Tapos pina-check ko po sa doktor nung isang linggo, wala na daw po siyang bukol, kahit isa. Hindi kagaya nung dati. Kasi dati po 176 pounds ako. Ngayon po, na lang, 140 pounds. Sa inyo pong lahat, ito lang po ang masasabi ko. Para ma-maintain ang kalusugan ng ating katawan, kailangan pong kumain lang po tayo ng tamang pagkain, kagaya ng mga gulay at prutas po na kailangan ng ating katawan. Yun po ang pinakamalaking maitutulong sa ating katawan, sa ating kalusugan.
Ang dalawang magagandang anak ni Dr. Tam ay vegan sa buong buhay nila. At ang kanilang maayos na kalusugan ay isa lang sa mga halimbawa ng kagandahan ng vegan na pamumuhay.
Tammy, 7 years old.
My name is Aya and I'm 16 years old.
Since when you've been vegetarian?
Since birth.
How about you? The same, since birth.
Tinanong namin si Aya kung ano ang reaksyon ng mga kaklase niya pag binabahagi niya ang mga benepisyo ng vegan diet.
So what do you tell them? How do you convince them that vegetarian diet is good?
I tell them that it's good for the health. They also want to be a vegetarian too. They also join me as we eat in the table.
Si Dr. Tam ay naniniwala na ang bawat isa sa atin ay dapat maging responsable para sa ating sariling kapakanan.
We have only one life. We have only one health. That no one could claim you owned it. It was given by God as a gift. You don't buy it, you don't make for yourself, somebody else hand it to you for free, and I believe you are sinning against God if you abuse it, because we can call it killing me softly. In Tagalog, pagpapakamatay ng hulugan. When you are not eating good food, especially the food with the MSG, the food with toxins, the artificial sweetener, those are killing. That's why when you are eating junk food, it's loaded with MSG, loaded with preservatives, loaded with artificial sweetener, loaded with so many chemicals. Is that kind of food we are giving to our children? No way. Let's go back to nature. Eat lots of papaya, pineapple, bananas, grapes, so many fruits that you can buy, or if you can plant your own. The better.
Narito ang ilan sa pangwakas na salita mula sa miyembro ng Dr. Tam Vegan Association ng Pilipinas.
Try becoming a vegan, because as you try becoming a vegan, you would slowly start and experience yourself, I can become healthy. I have enough protein, I have enough calcium. Your body can tell you, yes, you have provided yourself with a good quality of food, so you can live a healthy life.
Thank you very much. Let's the people, help the people, and our world, and our environment.
Be veg,
go green, save the planet.
Kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa Dr. Tam Vegan Association ng Pilipinas sa pagbibigay alam sa mga mamamayan ng marikit na bansa sa Timog Silangang Asya tungkol sa vegan na pamumuhay. Dahil sa kanilang bukas palad na pagbabahagi at patuloy na pagsisikap, ang mga may sakit ay nanunumbalik ang kalusugan. Ang mga bata ay lumalaking malakas. At ang mga tao ay humahaba ang buhay. Umaasa kami sa paglaganap ng vegan na pamumuhay sa buong mundo, kung kailan lahat ng tao at hayop ay nagtatamasa ng masaya at malusog na pamumuhay. Para sa iba pang detalye sa Dr. Tam Vegan Association ng Pilipinas, bumisita sa www.drtam.org. Salamat sa inyong panonood ng Healthy Living. Susunod ay Science and Spirituality pagkatapos ng Noteworthy News dito sa Supreme Master Television. Tayo'y magtulungan na makamit ang mataas na hangarin na magpapaganda ng ating mundo. Thank you for your company on today's episode of Healthy Living. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Let's all strive to achieve high ideals and dignified goals that better our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.